Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The next budget outlook for the state of Minnesota will be announced this coming Friday. It should give us an updated idea of the financial strain caused by federal cuts. DFL Senator Erin May Quaid of Apple Valley.
This session is going to be spent trying to respond to the absolute economic and literal siege that Minnesota has been put under, to address the trauma to our residents, our children, our babies, our teachers, our doctors, our nurses, our business owners.
Republican Jordan Rasmussen of Fergus Falls says stopping fraud would go a long way to improve our economic outlook.
We should want an efficient government here in Minnesota that is rooting out fraud. That's what I hope this session focuses on, is how can we protect taxpayer money and ensure that those dollars are going to the Minnesotans who need it the most.
The last budget forecast in November showed a surplus of $2.5 billion for 2026-27, but a $3 billion deficit for the years 28-29. Police in Duluth say a man is jailed for stabbing an officer in the leg early Saturday. The report says the man was intoxicated, striking the side of an ambulance and threatening the paramedics inside. Authorities tried to arrest the suspect, but he resisted and stabbed the officer's leg. The 22-year-old man was taken into custody on suspicion of first-degree assault, fleeing an officer and other charges. The officer was treated for non-life-threatening injuries and released from the hospital. A juvenile was shot and injured inside Maplewood Mall Sunday afternoon. Police say a fight broke out between two individuals and one person shot the other in the hip. The mall closed for the remainder of the day but is expected to reopen today. Two suspects are now in custody. In other headlines, Congresswoman Angie Craig says no detainees were at the Whipple Building when she and Congresswoman Ilhan Omar conducted an oversight visit. Craig says they learned ICE is now arresting around 20 people per day.
And about 500 ICE agents remain in Minnesota. No specific timeline was given for the full drawdown, but rest assured we're going to continue to hold this federal agency accountable.
Craig says they are demanding that members of Congress not be required to give 7 days' notice before visiting an immigration detention facility. Police are investigating a shooting in Belgrade on Sunday afternoon. A male victim was taken to the hospital and one person was taken into custody. Stearns County authorities say the two knew each other and there is no threat to the public. No other details have been released. This is MNN.